Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episode's broadcast between the 2nd to the 5th of September 2024. Ooh, my goodness me, do we have a week to discuss? hello, Ree, how are you this week? All right?
Good, Rob. How are you?
I'm all right. You're good? Yes,
I can't believe it's September.
I know. What the year has flown by, and we've been here for the whole year. That's not happened before yet, has it?
This is
our first full year, and what a year it's been! I've absolutely loved it. I suspect the sixth storyline. We would, kind of thinking, right? Well, Christmas, probably the anniversary,
and be yet done now, by then, yeah.
I think it will be done by then. So, which kind of begs the question: after everything that happened this week, what the hell is happening for the 40th?
Well, but this is it. I'm not so sure. I can't quite decide. I think next week we'll have some more answers about whether it's fully done.
Yeah,
but it does kind of feel like I wasn't expecting it to be revealed like this week.
No, a lot of it felt quite tied up this week, I thought. There's a few little threads that still need to sort of be tied up, but nothing. There's no major secrets, I don't think. Yeah, we will get to that. Ooh, what a week we have to discuss. Before we get there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's September, so now we've got to change the Peggy. Yes, we have. So,
Do you remember?
Peggy in heatwave mode. The summer is now gone. We're not in summer anymore, Ree. We are now in September.
What summer? We didn't
what
have
summer?
One.
We had a
I
bit of a heatwave.
2 weeks.
Yeah, and that was it. But this is September. Ah, oh, Frank and Peggy. Frank and Peggy getting wed. Hello, sweetheart. Hello, my little pumpkin tree. You will get in, my little passion flower.
To think that both of them aren't earwigs anymore. Either.
I know.
It's quite sad, isn't it?
That's a lovely picture. I really like that. If you're just listening, we've got Frank and Peggy cutting their wedding cake. And that wedding...
very happy.
Yeah, that didn't last, did it? Thanks
not
to Pat.
For long.
Thanks to Pat, that did not last
nice
long.
Nice one, Pat.
Right. I think we better get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right. Before we begin talking about the six, we've got to briefly discuss Chelsea's storyline. That was sort of the only thing that was really referred to that wasn't six related. And even that was a little bit six related because of Denise.
Well, yeah, because of Denise, yeah.
But Amy has woken up. It turns out that she has broken her pelvis and will be wheelchair bound for a few weeks. So it's either going to be that we're going to see her in the wheelchair or we just won't see Amy for a few weeks. And then she'll be like, God, that was a rough 3 weeks in my wheelchair. My God, hope that never happens to me again. Yeah. Chelsea, racked with guilt, obviously. Jack, still trying to push Penny away. Not interested.
Sorry, Lauren as well, by the way. We predicted Lauren would be walking out on Monday absolutely fine with
meds. Yeah, and doing that thing whenever anyone gets anything related to a punctured lung,
holding aside.
Oh, my lung. Yeah. Oh,
just
I'll
to
be
remind
all right.
You, with my lung right. and my rib.
I'll be all right, but Lord. So Lauren's fine. Amy's okay. And Penny is being shut out, and Chelsea is just absolutely racked with guilt. Now, Denise is at the hospital when Amy wakes up, but she's a little bit distracted because of everything going on with the court case. Mm-hmm. But what she overhears is Chelsea sort of going around the nurses trying to find out how everybody else who was involved in the crush she's doing. Now, nobody's died, we don't think, but she was just kind of quite intently saying, can you tell me what's going on? Can you tell me what, like, people that she's never met? And the nurses are like, leave me alone, you weirdo. And Denise kind of overhears this in a sort of like, why? What's going on with you? You're hiding something. Can you tell me what it is, please? Because trust me, I really don't need this week. So can you tell me what's going on, please? And Chelsea eventually confesses her involvement in the crush. Some nice scenes there between mother and daughter. I thought it was interesting kind of thinking about if she had told this to Denise at any other time, would her reaction have been different, do you think?
Yeah, that's true. What you mean, given what Denise has been through with the
six? And is going through this week.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know, actually. Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I think so.
Right, I'm telling Jack now.
She'd grabbed her by the ear, marched her down to Jack in the police station. Right, you tell him what you just told me.
Yeah, she can be a bit more empathetic to, we all panic when we've done something wrong and start.
It also puts
her in a good place to say, but you probably should,
Probably should, because as she says to Chelsea, guilt eats you up. Mm-hmm. And my God, has guilt had a full tummy this week, hasn't it?
good one.
Chelsea, I think, is probably next week going to sort of tell somebody what went on.
This is Do you think this is the end of the crush? Because I'm still feeling like one of these other patients is going to die, you know?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like, because if the only sort of outcome from this is that Lauren's walking around going, oh, me ribs,
Yeah.
and Amy's in a wheelchair for a little bit, but everybody else is sort of not really mentioned and made a full recovery. You sort of, I mean, I get the guilt. Don't get me wrong. I get the guilt. And I think
Yeah.
it's more, maybe more to do with the fact that she is looking at this family kind of disintegrating because of her actions in terms of Jack and Penny. So I wonder if that's more going to be the angle they go to it towards rather than someone dying.
Okay.
Because if they do go for someone dying from it, then that's going to mean a whole massive police investigation and Chelsea will
True.
eventually end up going to prison. So I feel like that's not the route they're
Or
going to go
Phil as
down.
well, because Phil earns it. He has some responsibilities over it all as well, you would think.
And I feel
But
like
yeah.
after the sixth storyline, the last thing the show will probably do is do another lengthy storyline of people keeping secrets from the
True.
police and their true involvement in a death, essentially, you know? It's my
Yeah.
gut feeling, but you never know. You never know. So that's going to kind of kick off again, I think, properly next week. So we are now going to do things a little bit differently because this week was pretty much all encompassing around the six storyline.
Yeah.
So the best way we thought of doing this was sort of going episode by episode and sort of talking about the various twists and turns of everything that occurred during the six storyline and its almighty whopper of a climax. So let's start with Monday. So, the day of Dean's trial has arrived, and the six are nervous, and Bernie is resolute. Obviously, last week, previously on EastEnders, Bernie had spray painted the word murderer under Sharon's door, and we sort of opened the week with Sharon like desperately trying to scrub it off the door. Now, normally, that doesn't work. I thought it was working quite well on Sharon's door, can I just say? Whatever she was using. The next time I.
She'll know all the
Essentially.
cleaning. You'll know how to clean stuff once you've got a
Well, you know
toddler in the
why?
house,
Well,
Rob.
no, not even that. Not even with toddler. The fact that Sharon wears so much white, she knows how to get
That
stubborn
is
marks
true.
off
She knows how to get a
anything.
stain out.
She
Yeah, that
does.
is
She
true.
does. Yes. So the day arrives. The six are all sort of like really jumpy. It's baby Charlie XCX's birthday. Her first
I
birthday.
can't
Can you believe
believe
it?
that.
One. She's one. Can you believe this?
How
This
is
is what
she
kids
one?
do. Like, well, a year has passed since she was born. That's kind of how it
Wow.
works. But Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. You've had that happen a few times to your kid now, like years passing
Just
and they
twice,
just
but
gets older.
yeah.
Young mother that you are. But obviously Stacey is due to give a statement at the trial as well. So she's a tiny bit distracted. Lily's getting stroppy with her because she's not really paying that much attention to the organisation of a party, which, by the way, turned out to be basically the Slaters using any excuse to have a karaoke party, which I had to
Mate,
admire. Kat was having a great time.
it's a bit similar to our
Yeah.
Mira's birthday
Is
party,
it? Is
by
that
the
exactly
way.
what you
Yeah,
did?
because she's got a
Do you sing
karaoke
ABBA?
machine and she loves ABBA. She absolutely loves ABBA, and
No
I'm like,
way. Yep.
wait,
Were you
hang
wearing
on,
leopard? Were
am
you
I a
wearing red leopard
Slater?
print? I think. Well, deep down, I think you'd make a great Slatery.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to be a Slater, actually.
Reese Slater. I think that's got a ring to
Slater.
it. Reese
All
Slater. I
right.
like that. What would I be? What family would I be in?
Oh, what family would you be in?
You'd be a Slater. What would I be?
For
Rob.
some reason, my gut said Mitchell, but you're not a
Oh,
Mitchell at all.
Mitchell. Rob Mitchell. I like that.
Although I
That's
don't
got a ring
know,
to it, hasn't it? Rob Mitchell.
you know.
I
You'd
could
be like a
be.
different type of Mitchell.
Do you know what I'd be? I would be like this really sort of like, I'd be like this long lost, I don't know, cousin or something that comes in
Yeah.
and like I'm a bit camper than like your normal Mitchell bloke is. And I'm like one of those sorts of, I turn into eventually this Janine type villain. But I'm a bloke and I'm an evil camp bloke. I think I would love that. That'd be
Love
great.
it. I'm here for it.
That's what I'm
Sorted.
doing.
Done.
Rob Mitchell
Done.
arriving on your screens before too long. Anyway. So the trial begins. The six all turning up in their colours, which I love. Nice touch. Lights that. So I tell you,
Fantastic.
the colours are just going to be associated with these women forevermore now.
I kind of wanted a moment or a more to look at each other and go,
Why are you wearing that colour?
is to wearing
Why?
the same colours as Christmas Day
Yeah.
again.
Yeah. Do you think they're aware of
Ah,
that? Do you think they're actually kind of
look
aware? I mean,
at
Suki
that.
always wears a lot of blue anyway. Like, Suki's
Yeah.
always had blue as her colour before any of this kicked off, I feel
Yeah.
like.
I feel like Denise is green as well, or is
Yeah,
that
really.
just because of
Yeah.
the sixth
I feel, and
stuff?
to be
I feel
fair,
like
even Linda with the pink, like, it's
Linda's
always
always
been,
wore
yeah,
pink.
because she is a
And you just
flamingo.
said Sharon wears a lot of white.
Yeah, so,
And
yeah.
Stacey's always worn a lot of red
Yeah,
now,
so
come
there you
to
go.
think.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, they've planned this out well, haven't they?
Yeah, yep.
But Stacey kind of takes advice off Mo because Mo is basically saying, just play dumb. They can't get you if you play dumb.
And just say what was that? If you need
What was
time,
that?
just say I
Sorry,
didn't
I didn't hear
hear
that. What did you say there? Sorry, I don't understand that question. Do apologize. Say that again, sorry. And that's exactly what Stacey does. Like, she starts getting asked some slightly awkward questions that she's not quite sure how to answer. So she just goes, sorry, I didn't quite hear you say that. What did you say that? And the judge starts getting impatient and says to the defense barrister, are you getting anywhere with this? Because I'm bored. So hurry up. This judge, we'll talk about the judge in a moment, because my
We
God,
shall.
we shall. Before, I mean, the judge, whatever we might think of him as a character, the guy who plays him needs to be going into voiceover work. Because
Oh,
his voice is so rich. He wants to be doing, I want him to play a villain in a Disney movie. It'd be fantastic. Can I just say, I love court scenes. I absolutely love court scenes. I feel like when they're done right, they are so intense. They are taught. They are like, and they tend to be quite lengthy scenes as well. I absolutely love them. The best court scene I ever saw in a soap, this is showing my age here slightly, was in Brookside many, many, many years ago. It's worth hunting out on YouTube if you can find this, if you're a fan of like iconic soap scenes. It was at the height of the Mandy Jordash trial, which is that was the classic storyline of body under the patio, and she got found out. And the court case arrived. And basically, the whole episode was essentially a two-hander between her and the defense barrister, like going in on her and completely destroying her case. It's an amazing episode of TV drama on its own. It's great. So I love that sort of thing. So ever since I saw that, I've been kind of quite attached to like court scenes because I've always feel like they're always fun to watch and quite intense. But yeah, Stacey's thing goes all
Back
right.
to EastEnders.
Back to EastEnders. Just thought I'd have that little diversion.
That's good.
Back to EastEnders. Stacey kind of gets off scot-free. Like, her statement goes all right, and she's kind of quite happy. And so she goes and joins the rest of the six. Denise turns up eventually from the hospital. Like, just sort of strolls in late, like she's in a class. Like, sorry about that. And then Sharon is pulled up onto the stand. Goes
Yes, she
less well.
is.
Goes much less well.
It starts well.
Starts
She held
well.
her own really
Yeah.
well, didn't she? She was
Yeah.
very Sharon about
Yeah.
everything, really calm and collected. And then they had to mention how many husbands she's had, didn't they, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, she has had a lot, to be fair. She has had a lot.
Yeah,
Do you know what? Do
but
you know what
would the
triggered that, though?
same.
Is the what
Go
triggered
on.
that was the fact that she turned around and was just like, yes, Keanu was the love of my life. The love of my life. And it's like,
How many loves
right,
of your life have you
let's
had?
go through the loves of your life, shall we, Miss Watts, and tell me how much you actually loved Keanu, is basically their attack line.
Yeah, I mean, Sharon said it as well, like, don't
Stop
slut
slut
shame me
shaming
and
me.
all that.
The court of law.
Well,
Can you stop slut
yeah,
shaming me,
I
please?
know, but
I thought it
she
was
was
quite funny.
right,
She
because
was
you can't
right,
help
yeah.
but think, had that been a male version of Sharon, I mean,
Yeah.
Ian Beale, would
Oh,
they have
yeah.
used that against him in a court
100%.
case? How many wives
100%.
he's
Or even
had?
Phil. Yeah,
Yeah,
100%.
they wouldn't, would they?
No, but I do kind of feel that as camp and slightly ridiculous as that whole setup was, I can't help but feel that there is definitely been courts before in real life that have got a ever so slightly promiscuous woman standing on the stand, and they've just completely and utterly used her own fairly irrelevant personal history to destroy their witness statement.
Well, that was interesting because the Barry that somebody questioned what I think it was the defense barrister. Well, or was it the
The
prosecutor? The ones on
good
the side of the
barrister,
six,
and the
the
bad
good,
barrister,
yeah,
the good guy,
said, you
the good
know, where's
lady.
this leading
Yeah,
to?
yeah, yeah.
And Dean's barrister said, well, it's, you know, to show her character. And it's like, why is that showing character?
Yeah.
How many husbands she's had?
Yeah.
And why did the judge say, yeah, go on then, let's talk about
Yeah, well,
her
yeah, I'm intrigued. Yeah,
dating
as if he
history.
was about to sit down and read Heat magazine or something. Like,
Yeah,
it's.
like.
And then when it's revealed that Sharon has had, Keanu would have been wedding number four,
And oh, and two of those husbands were
which
brothers
were brothers. Yeah, I mean, to be fair.
that he made sure
Yeah,
to explain.
one of which is the true father of Albie.
Yeah.
The judge kind of goes, oh my word, which let's be real right now, that wouldn't happen. Okay, of
No,
course that wouldn't happen.
absolutely not.
Of course it wouldn't
So
happen.
unrealistic. Even from a dinosaur like that, George, that would
Yeah,
not happen.
but I went from saying to my head, well, that wouldn't happen, that's ridiculous, to absolutely pissing myself when Sharon turned around and went, when you could shut your mouth and all. It really
You
made me
would,
laugh.
yeah. You
I
would,
did.
though, wouldn't
You
you?
would, 100%. It really made me laugh. And then to tell it, then to tell him to shove his warning. I was loving it. I know it was completely unrealistic, but I
Yeah, I
didn't
know.
care. It was just so camp and so ridiculous that I think we weren't supposed to be taking it that seriously,
We
especially when you
just
consider
needed to
what
get.
it's going to lead up to. Because
Well, this is it.
Sharon gets held in contempt. Can I say, I don't think I actually realized what being held in contempt was. Like, you see people getting threatened with it in soaps all the time. I will hold you in contempt. But I don't think I actually realized what it meant. I don't think I realized you actually get sent to prison for it. I didn't know what it meant so much. I thought it just.
I thought it was just like, yeah, you've disrupted a court
Yeah.
case. You're like being really bad in a court case for
Yeah.
contempt. So,
Yeah. But I
yeah,
don't
I
think I.
always imagined that they did go to jail for a bit, like
Weird,
basically
isn't
like
it?
Sharon.
Yeah, but I didn't think that, I'll go. I get sent, if I'd done that, I'd now get sent to prison for a week. I didn't.
For
I don't
saying
know.
don't slut shame me when you're
Yeah,
slut shaming
you
me.
shut your
Well,
mouth, judge.
but you know what though? This is an example, and I know, Rob, I know that you hate women and everything,
Oh, I
but
hate women.
this
Yeah,
is
yeah,
a
yeah. Hate women.
this
God.
is an example of women
She says
having to
this
shut
all
their
the
mouth
time.
and just take a load of rubbish, though, isn't
Well, she
it?
didn't, though, did
Because
she?
actually, yeah, but exactly. And then when you do stand up for yourself, you get held in contempt of court. When
Yeah.
actually,
Yeah.
what's all the husband's got to do with this,
I agree.
really,
I
in the
fully
grand
agree.
scheme of things?
I fully agree.
And why has Richie not got her out already and said, come on, this judge has got a history of it? No,
Oh yeah,
no. Well, we
you'd
know
expect Richie,
why.
yeah, to be able to do anything. But
Richie's like,
yeah.
hang on, I've heard there's a return though, so let's just keep
Yeah,
Sharon.
let's just keep
Let's
her.
keep her
Let's
behind
see where
bars
this
for a
goes.
week.
Let's just see where this goes. I mean, to be fair, Richie, whenever she gets pulled out of bed at 2:30 in the morning, she's never happy about it. It's just like, do you know what? You could stay
No.
in prison, getting me up at this time in the morning to go deal with stuff. Ridiculous.
Telling a judge to shove his warden. What do you expect, woman?
So Sharon is effectively dragged out of the courtroom, kicking off and
Yeah.
screaming, just as Linda arrives to give her statement.
Of
And
course.
basically, Sharon says, right, well, I'm screwed, so it's all on you now. Which is not the best thing to say to Linda because of all the pressure that she knew was on her anyway. And now, literally, the entire thing rests on her shoulders. And
Yeah.
she reacts perfectly reasonably to this. She starts crying, turns around, and runs away.
And says, I can't do it. See
Can't
you
do it.
later.
See ya. Just as the six are sort of coming out, they're all looking on in horror, watching their lives disintegrate in front of them. Sharon gets dragged away. And that's the end of Monday's episode. Like I say, yes. The whole thing with Sharon was a bit ridiculous, but I thought it went from the ridiculous to the kind of sublime because I thought it was just so funny and just
It's
it amused me. I'm sorry.
at the end of the day, they needed to get her behind bars somehow, and this is how they've done it.
Yeah, and
And
I don't think it's that deep, to be honest. I know I saw some
no.
people really kicking off about like the sexism on Twitter, and I get it, but at the same time, sort of like it's I mean I would say that being a man, but it's I
Well,
don't think
exactly, Rob. You
and
know what I
hating women
mean?
like I do, but I
Yeah.
just don't think it's that deep, really. I really don't. I just think it was supposed to be
See,
ridiculous to the point of
yeah, but I
amusement.
was annoyed as well, though, because it's like, do you take it realistically or do we take it at face value? Which one is it? Because, yeah, but
Is
the
this the
six
realistic
storyline,
storyline?
but then again, yeah, but the six storyline's been really serious. But actually, when they were trying to
Has
bury the
it?
body, it wasn't
Come
that
on.
serious, was
You've
it?
got six of the show's campest women dressed in pretty camp outfits doing
Colours of
this.
the
Yeah, exactly. This is practically a gay pride storyline. Do you know what I mean? Like it's really, really it's yeah, it's been engrossing to the point of just like, I mean, honest to God, I was a mess this week with just the twists and turns because I've gotten so into this storyline. So, and they've had these little moments here and there where you just sort of think, really? But okay, I'll just go with it. It's been one of those things where you just think, screw it. Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous. That probably wouldn't happen, but hey, this is a fun ride, so let's just go along with it, you know?
I think they had to do it quite quickly as well in that,
Yeah.
like that one episode to show
Yeah.
it. So then it
Because a
does
lot
feel a
happened.
bit,
Yeah.
yeah. So then it does feel a little bit forced almost, let's say. But
Yeah.
actually, yeah, it
It's not
is
that
what it is,
deep.
isn't
It's
it?
not that deep, really, is it? You know,
No,
is in my
no.
opinion. So there we go. That was Monday's episode. Sharon's in prison effectively, and Linda has run away. Will she get on the stand? Well, that question was answered on Tuesday. So on to Tuesday's episode. Where Linda has run away to is a hotel. I don't know where this hotel was, but she's literally just sort of hiding away, like against the wall, freaking out about everything and staring at this free bar that's there. Now, let's say the free bar looked pretty full. I thought
Rob, it
she.
won't be a free bar, it's a mini bar.
Oh, well, look, I
Just no, just
this is
remember that next
why.
time you go to a hotel,
Yeah,
you get all those extra charges. It's not free.
yeah.
It's
See,
not a
this is where
free
I always, this is
bar.
where I always go wrong when I stay in a hotel. I absolutely empty the mini
I bet
fridge.
you actually do, don't you?
Yeah, and then I wonder why I'm charging more than I thought I was going to be
Yeah, they see
charging.
you
But I
coming,
never
don't
argue
they?
with it. I never argue with it because I'm just like, yeah, I'm sure that's
Well,
fine.
you
Yeah,
can't because it's a
VAT
mini
charges
bar.
or something. Yeah, they don't tell you that though, do they? They don't. I don't think they tell you that. There's not a big poster on. They
It's
should
quite a
be.
common fact,
Nah,
that.
there should be a big old sign on the door that says, "If you have anything in here, we're gonna charge you through your ass."
I'm
So
pretty
just
sure
be
they have one
aware.
in the fridge, and it's just a known thing, Rob. It's a known thing. You go to an offie if you want a drink in your
We
hotel
an
room.
offie. I was gonna say we don't all
Yeah.
spend our time in hotels, really. Soz.
Oh, God. Last time I went to one, we probably were you in London or something.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Actually.
Yeah, I went through that mini bar quite quickly as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
Now it makes
so
sense. Anyway, sorry, we digress.
everyone is trying to get hold of Linda. They've no idea where she is. Johnny's desperately trying to ring her, and she's just ignoring all calls. I don't know what she thought she was going to do at this point. I don't think she even knew. She was, but I think she was more distracted with the fact that she was trying to not drink. I think that was her main sort of issue. She did so well with the non-drinking this week. Can we just say?
Didn't
She
share.
just didn't she just
Didn't
like
share.
I was
Yeah.
actually proud of her. That's how well
Yeah.
she did. Eventually Phil takes over the situation. He's like, well, this is ridiculous. I know how to get her back. So swipes Johnny's phone out of his hand and basically tells Linda something awful's happened at the hospital. Kid's dead. So you need to get
It
to the
went wrong
hospital.
though, worry, he got
No,
back.
they got her back. It worked. Didn't I don't think he was saying the kids were dead. I think he was saying like the kids had been
That
in a
they've been in a
terrible
car
car
crash.
accident.
Yeah.
Would you have believed him if you like? Would you have believed him? Because
You wouldn't risk it as a mother there. You just
no,
wouldn't
that's
risk
true.
it.
That's true, I suppose. Because
Like,
I'd
if there's even 10% chance this is true and he's going to the
yeah,
hospital
it
now,
would be a bit of a
so.
coinky dink that you tell me this just as I'm trying to hide from everybody. But okay, I better
Yeah,
go just
but
to
with
make sure.
her mind being so all over as well, and then just getting that text, and then
Yeah,
she's ringing and they're not answering, you
yeah,
would just go,
yeah.
right, I need to go and find out what's happening. So,
It ain't Phil's road first
well
rodeo with this sort of
played,
thing, is
Phil
it?
Mitchell,
Yes.
well
Well played.
played.
Well played, Philip. So yeah, as we say, Linda rushes to Wolford General, and who's waiting for her but the rest of the six? Just standing there, arms folded. Oh, hi. Oh, that's decided to come here, have you? Right, okay. Obviously not Sharon, because Sharon's being held in contempt, but the rest of them are basically like, look, all right, we get it, okay. We get the pressures on, all right. This is no one is denying that this is a shit situation, okay? But we need you to do this. Otherwise, look how scared you were of your kids being in hospital, right? That shows how much you care about your family, and we feel the same way. We need to not be in prison, okay? So eventually Linda is like, fine, I'll do it. So she goes to court. And she absolutely slays it, doesn't she?
Of course
Like,
she
she is
does. Of course she does. Yeah,
so
yeah.
good. And this defense barrister, obviously, because we know his style now, like goes in low effectively. He tries everything, including oh, so I went to slap him. Held up a glass of water. I was just like, do you like a drink, Linda? I was like, oh, bastard. Oh,
Yes. Well, he didn't
yes.
wear it, did he? She
Didn't
just openly
work.
admitted it like she
Yeah.
should.
My name's Linda Carter, and I'm an alcoholic. And I may be an alcoholic, but I know full well what I saw. He killed Keanu. Absolutely slayed it. Dean is
What was she worrying
furious.
about all this time?
I
That's what
know.
I want to know. Look at her.
I
She
know.
smashed it.
She absolutely smashed it. I was so impressed by it. I almost stood up and applauded. She did so well. And the rest of the six are sort of like, that's that sorted then. We're okay. Dean's furious. Not only with Linda, but with his defense barrister. So he decides to go rogue, isn't he? And my
So stupid,
God,
isn't it? I'm sorry,
I
but
don't know what. I mean, I get what, because it kind of works, but at the same time, it sort of totally didn't work at all.
Bruce, like he was so angry that he's like, well, I'm going to admit to it then. And it's
Yeah.
like he just didn't think it through, did he? In his head, he was thinking, I'd rather go down for a crime I did commit than the one that I didn't, I think. That's what you were thinking. And I
Yeah.
would guess that there's less jail time for
I
rape
think
than
so.
murder.
But this is the problem. Because I didn't realize that this was going to disrupt the whole court, like the whole
The
case. I
mistrial.
yeah, I
Cause the
didn't think that
mistrial,
was, I
yeah.
didn't think that maybe so maybe he knew that that was going to happen because I didn't. Because he confessed
Yeah.
to it and I was sort of like I kind of got what he was trying to do was trying to discredit the whole witness statement thing, saying, well, they're just trying to set me up because I did this. which I thought would have just made the case continue, but not end it completely. Because I was like, how stupid are you? There's women in the jury. Are they surely not going to turn around and say, all right, pig. Yeah, I don't care if you did it or not. Down you go. You know? So.
It must be why they weren't allowed to bring it up before he admitted to it, though, because
Yeah.
you would have thought that the defense barrister might have said, "Oh, well, she's only claiming it because she's claimed this against Dean before, and actually he destroyed her marriage and family dynamic and blah blah blah." If he didn't use that against Linda, then they must have known that it, well, might cause a mistrial. I don't know. Did they class them both as irrelevant? So they said you're not allowed to bring it up. I don't
Well,
know. I don't know.
either way, this throws the court
Don't matter because Dean
out of
said
whack
it,
completely. Dean
so.
said it. The case is basically completely and utterly destroyed there and then. The judge is like, well, I don't know what to do with that. I'm just the judge.
Oh, do you think Dean said he were thinking, well, if I'm admitting to rape, then they'd see why would I not admit to murder? So obviously I'm telling the truth about the murder. Was that his
Yeah,
logic
probably.
somehow,
Let's be
maybe?
fair, it's a very desperate move he pulls, and
Yeah.
we're not entirely sure that it worked in his favor because either way, he
No.
ends up getting dragged to prison in the end.
Yeah.
But this is a huge moment, okay? When he said it, what an amazing moment that was, actually. I thought my jaw hit the floor when he said that. It really, really did, because that felt like such. And you get these quite rarely in soaps these days because of the fast pace of soaps, I think. But those earned moments that this has been 10 years in the making, that we know has sort of been hanging there over Linda's life for 10 years. And finally, he has publicly confessed to raping her. And this is just like, wow, what a moment that was. It felt absolutely huge, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Really, really strong. But that throws the whole court case into disarray, and Linda is just sort of left gobsmacked. That all of the stakes are left gobsmacked by what happens next. And what happens next is Wednesday's episode. So, with the trial halted while Dean's confession to the rape is basically investigated, Linda's feeling fairly upbeat. She's like, well, that's all I wanted to hear. Fantastic. She's basically skipping around the Vic kitchen singing Zippity-Doo-Dah. She's having a great day. The rest of the six, however, not so pleased with the outcome because this, as Kathy points out to her, you realise that this means that because the witness statements are now at risk of being discredited, that means all of this has to start again. We're going to get re-interviewed. The trial's going to continue. Everything is just going to keep. This is never
Yeah.
going to end. All right, this hell that we've been going through for the past year, that's never ever going to stop. All right. So Linda's good mood is somewhat diminished quite quickly. I just felt for Linda from this point onwards. I really, really did because she's just so. And I think from this point, you really start to sort of see what the six are going through Linda's eyes, which I thought was quite clever the way that they did this. Because obviously we sort of had looks at Stacey and the sort of the impact that her not really being there for Charlie's birthday sort of have. It's just sort of like, you know, she's got this big family that loves her and that she loves. She's got a lot to leave behind. Suki and Eve, we take a look at this week. And again, I'm so surprised. I was expecting Eve to know by the end of the week, if I'm honest. I
Same.
thought that's where this was going. Because Suki is one of the only ones that hasn't actually told anybody. As if anything, Suki should tell Eve because Eve would be probably, out of everyone that knows, probably the best person to tell.
She'd probably been better than Johnny as well, because she's got more experience on the
Gotcha.
lawyer front, hasn't
Yeah. The
she?
only difference, yeah, the difference is that Johnny is currently a practicing lawyer, but Eve, I reckon, would be perfect, you know? So that it's kind of putting their relationship under a little bit of strain because Eve can tell that she's kind of holding a secret back from
Holding,
her.
yeah.
It's like, do we not talk? Is that not our thing? And it's Suki's like, yeah, it is, but I can't talk to you about this. I'm sorry. And it's really sort of eating them up from inside. It's kind of interesting to sort of see the way that their relationship is playing out. And so basically the guilt of this is just gnawing away at Linda non-stop, and she's really needing a drink. She really is getting haunted by what happened on Christmas Day, like looking down at the floor, kind of. Once upon a time we'd have seen Keanu's body lying there, but they did all that with Denise, so I'm pleased that they didn't sort of, like, we got it, you know, we looked at the floor, we got it, we got what she could see. And she runs into the barrel store and grabs a bottle of vodka and is just about to take a sip, but then she throws it away. She's hitting
This
herself.
were an amazing scene,
Let's
this.
talk about Kelly Bright for a moment, right? Like,
She's great, isn't she?
I would go as far to say, I think she's probably one of EastEnders' greats of all time.
Yeah, she
Like,
is. She's
she
really good.
is stunning this week. She absolutely is amazing.
Because actually, A scene like that could have very easily looked cheesy, but
Yeah.
it didn't at all. She
100%.
like it. It yeah, you really felt for Linda as well in that mo. It was
Yeah.
just amazing, and I
Yeah.
knew something was going to kick off with all these camera angles we had of Linda. I was like,
What the
what's she
camera?
going to
What the
do?
camera angles, Cordry?
Oh, shut up, Rob. Cinematic. I
Cinematics,
don't
right?
know.
Before we started, Reese said, "Right, you'll
God's
know
sake.
what are those camera angles called?" I was like, "I don't know what they're called." She's like, she was talking when it's a bit blurry in the background. You're focusing on the subject of the shot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but they did that, which implied that Linda was very much the focus of the episode. Basically, it was quite
And that something
cinematic.
was going to happen.
Yeah, reoffered panoramic. I don't think that's right.
No, it's not panoramic. It's like
No.
when you try and take a photo on your phone in portrait mode. They've
Yeah.
used that a lot for Linda
Yes.
this week. There
Yes,
we
they
go.
did. Yeah, they just got the iPhone now. They didn't you
They
bother
use
using
portrait mode from
Yeah,
the
they didn't
iPhone for
bother
all
using any
the scenes.
Yeah, they didn't bother using any of those BBC expensive cameras. They just got all got their iPhones out and
Why
filmed
would
it that
you?
way. Why bother?
Yeah.
They're having to make cuts these days. iPhones are the way of the phones of the future. So Linda is just basically losing her mind and ring somebody. Did you kind of suspect who she was going to ring at that point?
No, I'm like, is it Mick? Is he back from the dead? How's she got
I
Mick's
saw this
number?
on I
Where is
saw this on Twitter. I was just like, can you imagine? That
Yeah.
makes no sense. Like,
No, it didn't.
people actually saying Mick, she's rang Mick, she's rang Mick. I tell you, she's
That's
rang Mick. It
what.
was like, what do you mean she's rang Mick? So what, you're saying that she's known he's alive all this time and she just rings him now because she's struggling a bit because he's dead, effectively. That's why she's in so deep with this, because Mick's dead. It makes no
Honestly,
sense.
but
Get a
I had
grip.
no idea who it was.
No,
I
I
just
wasn't
thought,
expecting
is
Phil.
it Mick? No, I wasn't
Yeah.
expecting Phil at all.
I wasn't expecting Phil, but I was actually so glad that it was Phil, because actually I think the Phil and Linda relationship has maybe slipped a little bit under the radar in
Yeah.
terms of those sort of non-romantic relationships that you kind of like to study in EastEnders. Now, what do you think? What do you think?
I did say, if they both ever did get drunk at the same time, we'd have
Oh, I'd
another Phil
love to
Mitchell
see.
baby. We'd
I
have
would.
another Phil Mitchell baby running around that square, I'm telling you now.
Christ, no.
I'm telling you
But
now.
I don't want another baby, but I tell you what, I do agree that I would love to see Phil and Linda piss together just for an episode and just sort of
It
see how
would be
that
good,
played out.
wouldn't it?
You're right, they would probably
Yeah, but
definitely seem
then
together,
would they
but
then not
it's
be able to be sponsors, though, if that happened? I don't know how
I
that
don't
all
know.
works,
But
but you'd think.
but I have really, really enjoyed sort of the element of Phil being Linda's sponsor and sort of going along and offering semi-helpful advice every time that she's kind of falling off the wagon. But this scene especially was like the ultimate hill to that, because these two hated each other right at the start of their relationship, and
Yeah.
they've really, really grown as sort of people that kind of, I don't think you necessarily describe them as mates, but it's like, I don't think they'd admit to being mates, but I think they've actually kind of grown quite reliant on each other a little bit. Linda m more on Phil, but I feel like, I wonder if with the Phil loneliness storyline going on, I wonder if Linda might be a help to him moving forward with that, so they can sort of throw that
I
back.
don't think there is a Phil loneliness storyline going on anymore.
What do you mean?
We've not seen it. We've not
We've not
seen
seen
any of
it,
it.
but yeah, but they'd be a bit
You
busy
still
with
think
other
he's in the
stuff.
background,
Yeah,
do
of
you
course it
reckon?
is. What was the
Do
point of the
you
Duff?
think?
Yeah, of course it is. Otherwise, what was the point of the Duff Duff, where he was crying and looking at all his pictures on the wall? Of
Oh,
course
yeah,
it
that's
is.
true.
Yeah, of course it is. And I wonder if Linda will ultimately sort of help him out of that. I think that might be
Possibly,
quite
yeah,
nice.
definitely. Yeah, help him out of that. You know what I
Maybe.
mean?
Help him out of that. Anyway. Yeah. So there we are. If you're only listening on audio, thank Christ. Right,
Yes.
so this continues, and they basically Linda
Yes.
is sobbing into Phil's arms, and it's just like, and Phil basically says to her, right, yeah, look, you need to get just understand the fact this is your life now, okay?
Yes.
Yes, you're an alcoholic. Yes, you killed somebody, all right? None of that's ever going to go away. You're always going to be an alcoholic, and you always will have killed somebody. There's
So get over
no,
it, Linda.
yeah,
No, he
effectively,
didn't say
like. No,
that.
but in terms of like, you need to just learn how to cope with this right now without getting drunk to the point of killing yourself, and without sort of doing anything stupid about the fact, yeah, you killed somebody.
It's like
And
it's life or death, isn't it,
yeah,
basically. That is
effectively.
literally what he says to her.
So Linda then decides to, and I have to say, I was by this point absolutely like on the edge of my seat watching this, because I was like, don't do this, Linda. Because she was, I know she was doing it for what she considered to be the right reasons, but you sort of got the impression where this was going from that point onwards, didn't you? When she was just sort of walking, like, quite. Like, she clearly had an idea in mind, and then she arrives at the police station just as Dean's getting arrested and like pulled away. And there
Oh
was
yeah,
that,
like because they'd obviously be in the same corridor at the exact
they
same
would,
time. That
but
would always happen,
they
yeah.
would. But I thought it was quite interesting. I don't know whether this was intentional or not, but the last thing that Linda heard Dean say was, "Get off me, get off me." So
Oh,
I
I
don't
didn't
know if
click to that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't
Yep.
know if that kind of gave her a
Definitely.
moment of like resolution, sort of. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if that was deliberate or not, but hey. But she walks into the police room and confesses. She tells DCI Arthur's absolutely everything, and he's halfway through a sandwich.
Well, she tells him everything.
Well, that from
Her version of
her version,
events
yeah,
that don't include the other six.
tries to keep the rest of the six out of it, and even then, you're sort of like, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't now. So Wednesday's episode ends with that, and what did you think? Did you think that, like, did you think he was going to believe her? What was your prediction as to how it was going to go from there?
I kind of thought he was just gonna be like, it's all right, go away,
Yeah.
go away. Yeah, don't worry
It
about
was,
it. I'm not going to record anything. I'm not going to log any of this.
it was
No.
kind of the
You.
only way that it could have gone, really, wasn't it? Because
Yeah.
otherwise, everyone was going to prison.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that wasn't going to happen. But it was a great duff duff. But I was
Yeah.
kind of like, there's only one way out of this now, is that she just isn't believed. And again, how realistic is that? I don't know. Probably not that realistic, but at the same
Well,
time, I
yes and no,
don't know.
though, because obviously he mentioned there were no evidence. So, well, what she was saying, sorry, didn't back up the evidence that they had. So, just like, well,
Yeah, it's
can't
interesting
believe you,
that
can
they've,
I?
because actually, I think maybe they've done a better job than they thought they had with this story that they've told the police. Like, I think Linda thought that she would just walk in, confess it, and then he'd be like, oh, yeah, well, that makes much more sense. Yeah, okay, cool, thanks. But that's not what happened. He was just sort of like, well, we'll talk about what he was like when we talk about the final episode of the week, which was Thursday. So he doesn't believe her. Basically, he sort of is looking at her and asking her questions like, you know, well, what? So you did that on your own, did you? Oh, but what about that? And that doesn't really make sense, does it, Linda? And Linda's like, what do you want about? I'm trying to help you out here. Like, she's getting really, really het up with him. Getting really annoyed with him.
You would think though, forensically, they can see that he was killed at a different location and then was already dead and buried there, rather than what she was trying to imply, which was, I stabbed him and he kind of fell in the hole, sort of things,
Yeah, there happened to be a
and then
meat
I learned how to
thermometer
make a
stuck
cement
in the
on my
ground.
own. Yeah, right. I just grabbed the meat thermometer that was in the burnt down calf, stabbed him with it. Yeah, it was a
Her
bit
story
daft.
made no sense whatsoever,
No.
and I don't get what she thought was. I get why she did it, but I don't understand how she thought for a millisecond that she was going to be able to keep everybody else out of this, because her story made no sense
You
whatsoever.
weren't,
There's no
well,
way she could have done it on her own.
she weren't thinking clearly, was she?
No,
She
she wasn't,
literally
no.
went from like filling the cellar to I'm gonna go and confess. There was
Yeah.
no time, there was no
No.
time to think things over properly. She probably just went, right, I'll just say I killed him in the calf, no one else were there. That'll solve everything.
Would it have been a little bit more? Would it have made slightly more sense if she had had a drink and then gone to do that confession drunk, in terms of in terms of him turning her away at that moment?
But I think he did think that she'd had a drink.
She thought she, yeah, she thought he had. So
Yeah.
is that basically what, like, you recommend?
Yeah,
I was
well, if you her hair were a bit of a mess. She had a mascara.
all
No, but
right,
this is
Ree.
why you no, but it was deliberate so that we think that he'd think she was drunk. She had mascara all down her face. So it looked so it's believable for him to go, you've had a drink, haven't you? I'm gonna discredit anything you've just said. It's obviously a load of rubbish. But why would he think that she's saying it? Like, why would he think that she's saying it in the first place? What does it mean now? She's gone in and said this. Is she did she effectively say, I didn't see Dean, it was all a lie? He didn't let her say it, did he? Though he said, and if you then admit that, then you will be getting you'll be getting done for perverting the courts of
Course of justice.
course.
Ooh, course, bless me.
Bless
The
you.
course of justice. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So yeah, I think he kind of thinks, I don't know. I feel like there was maybe a bit of a crumb sort of what each other was think what they were thinking about the situation missing at that moment, because I feel like he should have maybe gone in a little bit further in trying to completely and utterly discredit everything that she was saying. But he basically just said, that doesn't make any sense, and I'll give you some time to think about that. Off you go. And it was sort of like, I don't know if he would have been that easy. I mean, maybe he just wanted to get back to his sandwich.
I was literally just going to say, maybe you are. I've had enough today. I don't need this drunk coming in
Let's be
and spouting all
real.
this rubbish, which is what he
Yeah.
thought.
Let's be real. As much as we like DCI Arthurs, and he's a good guy, and he's one of the good ones, it is still
Yeah,
Warford.
yeah.
It's still Warford Police. You can't guarantee that anyone in Wolford Police is ever going to do their job properly. Let's be real.
Yeah.
So as Linda's leaving, Richie sees her. Now Richie has been sent by Phil to sort of try and make Sharon's life a bit easier. Spoiler alert, that's not going to happen. But I always nice to see Richie. I will always be
Always.
delighted to see Richie. And what I loved was the fact that Richie goes with Sharon when Sonia needed legal representation. She didn't get Richie.
No.
Absolutely
Well,
not.
it makes sense actually. Why
Yeah.
wouldn't Phil send Sharon? Especially now they've got a kid together. Of course he'd
Yeah.
send
Richie,
Richie,
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Richie so much. I know she's like a side character. Is she a side character? She's like a sort of guest character, isn't she? But I would love it if, like, in like maybe I'd love it. I'd love Richie
A
just to move on
recurring
to the square.
character.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, I'd love Richie just to move on to the square. I really would. I love
No,
Richie.
it take away
You're
how
right, take it from the
serious
trees
something
of
is,
Richie.
though. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
definitely,
I know what you mean.
definitely.
Yeah.
And also, she must be on so much money. You could just imagine, like, it's like you said before, 1 a.m. Oh, Phil Mitchell's calling
Yeah.
me. What now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. I want an extra 2 grand. You know what time it is, Phil? All
Yeah,
right,
but
Richie,
I.
just sort it, sort it.
One of my favorite lines of the week was from Richie, though, where she walked into Sharon's cell and went, Linda's gone rogue.
Yeah.
Love that. Because she has gone rogue, hasn't she? She, Linda, has absolutely gone off
And
string.
also implies that Richie knows exactly what's gone
Of
on.
course she
Of
does.
course
Phil
she
would have
does. I
told her
know she
absolutely
does.
everything.
Yeah,
Linda,
yeah.
Richie couldn't give a shite as long as she gets her wage
No.
back in. She's been working for the Mitchells for years. She probably
Yeah.
knows that even if she's told a lie, that's probably a lie, but let's not worry
Yeah.
about that, you know? I love Richie. She's the best. So naturally, Sharon's like, well, can you ring the rest of the six, please? Because we kind of all need to know about this. Which is like, for God's sake, it's 2:30 in the morning, but fine, give us your
Fine.
phone. Which is when we then get that quite odd scene of like Suki ringing Suki up. And she's like, all right,
Richie ringing
Rich.
Suki up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
all right, Suki. How are you? All right, Richie. So the word goes around the
Yeah.
six that Linda's gone rogue, and everybody is sort of like, what? What the hell do we do now? Bernie, meanwhile. Bernie has been in court throughout the entire week and sort of watched everything going on with Felix. Felix, I wish just is given more to do. You know, it was nice
I
sort of see
know,
him in
because
the
you just see
scenes.
him and then it's like, oh, come on,
Yeah, come
Felix, what
on,
are you
let's
adding there? Yeah.
give the boy a storyline for Christ's
They do
sake.
need to do
They
something with him,
really need to do something
definitely.
with
Yeah, they
Felix. Yeah,
do.
100%. He needs a storyline. So Bernie, having walked out of CAF, well, having walked out of the CAF at the beginning of the week, Kathy's, I love the fact that Kathy actually had the gall to shout, "We need to make up these hours, you
Make
know."
these out. Yeah, but she's trying to keep face
I
as well, though,
know,
isn't
I
she,
know, I
Kathy, you
know.
know?
Yeah, to be fair, normally you'd probably say to someone, "Well, if you throw that apron on the floor, you can never pick it up again. You ain't
Yeah,
coming back."
exactly.
Yeah. So Bernie is now at the CAF all night, just kind of scrubbing ovens and stuff. And Linda walks into the CAF and says, well, I've told the police, so I may as well tell you now, and tells Bernie everything.
Yeah, but what didn't make sense to me when Linda tells Bernie everything is she tells her she well, at first she doesn't implicate the six, but then she's saying like she went to the police and said Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And then she goes to Bernie and says, I should have said it on Christmas Day night. So it's
Yeah.
like automatically, if you think Bernie is going to go forward to the police, you're dropping everyone in it already, Linda, by telling them two different stories. It didn't make sense to
Yeah,
me.
she wouldn't have helped herself. She wouldn't have helped herself. But Bernie reacts as you'd probably expect Bernie to react, in that she tries to throttle Linda, and
Like all tailors do,
like
eh?
all tailors do, it's a tailor thing to throttle, take the throttling tailors. Another shout out to Claire Norris, great performance from
Honestly,
Claire.
she was really good, like
Yeah,
incredible.
give
Like
her more things to do as well while we're at
honestly,
it.
she's a great little actor, isn't
She
she? Like
really
she's
is.
so
She
good.
really is.
Yeah.
And the rest of the six sort of turn up at the cafe, and then it all is just revealed to Bernie at that moment. And it just sort of makes you realize, like, poor Bernie, like, she has been working in that cafe with Kathy. Like, Kathy's known everything this whole time. I'm surprised that maybe more wasn't made of that. Now,
Yeah, yeah.
they had a little bit of a moment where she was turning around and going, did I mean nothing? But I feel like there should have been more made out of the Kathy and Bernie dynamic
There
there.
might be more, yeah. There might
Yeah,
be
there
more.
might
There were a
be.
lot to fit in
Yeah,
that one little
100%. Yeah,
reveal.
there might be, there might be. But everyone's just sort of freaking out and
And she
suits.
and I loved that, they're all trying to defend themselves and say, "Come on, Bernie, you can't. We've all got our families."
Yeah.
And then Bernie just gives them a speech
Lucky
about, "What
you.
about my
Lucky
family?
you.
Look
I've
what's
barely got
happened to
any
them."
left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barely got any left now, and that's half thanks to you lot. So cheers for that. Yeah, really, like, you've got a feel for her. But then that is what kind of brings me to the question of what happens from here.
Exactly.
Like, really, why would Bernie keep quiet at this point?
Realistically, there's no way when she were on the phone to Karen, realistically, Bernie would have told her everything. I know that we're supposed to see an element of she couldn't get the words out to tell her, but then to go from on that phone call to I can't cope to I'm all right, Mum, everything's okay. It's like I'm just gonna go and see Keegan. So is that it? We're not gonna see Bernie next week. She's just gonna go to Keegan. What is she going to tell him? There's no way that Bernie can keep it to herself, surely. Surely
No.
she should be confiding in somebody as well.
And can I also say, it feels, I get that, characters run their course, but it feels like it was a very odd time to axe Karen.
I said that at the time, I
Yeah,
think.
it really
Yeah, it
does feel
was.
like it was the right, like, I get it, you've decided that that character is, you can't do much more with that character, but then you do
But
a load of
actually.
stuff that you effectively then give her loads of stuff that she could be getting on with, and
This
then,
could have been Karen, couldn't it? Not Bernie finding it all out. I'm glad that it's been Bernie, though,
Oh, I'm
because
glad. I'm
Raquel
delighted that
Harris
it's
has
been
had
Bernie.
something.
Yeah, but it's felt weird
But
with Bernie just dealing with it on her own.
yeah, definitely.
Because also, why would
Definitely.
Bernie stay around there? Also, like, would you not move?
This is what I'm thinking, though. I know we've not heard that she's leaving, but is she going to? Because
I don't
surely
know.
she's not going to want to stay
I
after
hope not.
this. If Bernie's not going to go to the police, which if I'm honest with you, I don't think she would do in real like realistically, but she's
Yeah.
clearly not going to. Like
No.
that to me is apparent.
No.
She's not going to go to the
Which
police.
feels odd.
You wouldn't stay, would you, and be
No,
surrounded by
because
all
actually
these
what we've,
people?
yeah, because actually what you've been left with up to now is this really sort of odd situation where Bernie has been living in a house where her sister was murdered and working in the place
Working
where
in
her
a
brother was
cafe.
buried. That's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Like,
Why
why
did she
would you
carry
do,
on working in that cafe
why'd you carry on
anyway?
living? Why would
You
you move
could
into that
literally.
house?
But you could literally go and live, go and work in any other cafe, though,
Yeah.
in the area.
I
Like,
mean, let's not get it wrong. Bernie in the cafe has been a stroke of genius. She works
oh,
so
yeah,
well in there.
perfect.
Like,
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I'm not
but
complaining about
no,
it,
it's
but
weird, isn't
yeah.
it? Like, you sort of like, I like it, but at the same time, it's sort of odd at the same time. It is weird. So yeah, and then the week kind of comes to the conclusion of the six are sort of like waiting. I think like us, I think the six are sort of left in tandem. They're sort of waiting to see what happens next. And it feels like, I think you're right. I feel like Bernie's just not going to say anything now, but I feel like I don't understand why she wouldn't.
Exactly.
And
Unless
also,
it, yeah.
go on, sorry.
I was going to say, unless we are going to have a scene with her and Kathy next
I
week, and
hope
maybe
so. I
Kathy
hope
will
that
be the,
happens.
maybe that'll be the reason she doesn't say anything because Kathy will be able to talk around. She's got a good relationship with Kathy. She knows what Kathy's like as a person. If Kathy can really get, I mean, she kind of did it there by when they revealed it and said, your brother was going to kill Sharon. It's funny that Bernie didn't question that to me, though.
No.
Like she just took what they said were true
I
when
feel
she'd never
like
seen that side to Keanu before.
she has, because I seem to remember there was a few hints of a dark
With
Keanu
Karen,
in the run up, which Bernie I think was witness to. So it's
right,
not like
okay.
she will not be aware that Keanu, I mean, let's not pretend that Keanu like throttling Sharon didn't feel like a very sort of random moment there and then. Okay, it did, but I feel like Bernie could sort of say, yeah, I can believe that Keanu would do that.
Right, okay.
But at the same time, it doesn't, I think, take away from the fact that she would still be team Keanu rather than, team the women that buried him into the calf. You know,
Or at least
it's.
have questioned it a bit more and said, I know you said it, but and I know that it could have a temper, but really, was he to the point he was gonna kill Sharon? But then I guess that we had that moment when Linda said, I'm often thinking, would he have stopped or would he have carried on? And I couldn't risk it. So maybe we've had all that ironed out in this one episode. Crazy if it has all just been
Yeah, it feels like
because.
this is definitely like the six storyline in its final days sort of thing, doesn't it? But it feels like there's a few little loose ends to be tied up. I still wonder, like, are the police done with this now? It feels like that's surely that investigation's still got to continue, surely, because if they've sent down Dean down for the rape, are they then going to reopen the investigation? Are they
Well,
believing that he didn't murder them, or what? It's.
this is it, because realistically, DCI Arthurs should have been saying to Linda, wait there or call her back in and say, I'm going to go and get someone else and we need to question you on what you said that you saw with Dean because you're coming to me and saying this, then the Dean stuff's, null then what you've said.
I also got an interesting message from someone this week, who was basically saying, Do you know, as much fun as the Six storyline has been, and let's not pretend that this story has not been like a great ride, you know, with everything to do with the promo, the colors, you know, the mystery and the campness of it all. It's all been great fun. But he was kind of arguing with saying, well, it also would have been kind of quite interesting if it had just been Sharon and Linda. Like, and Sharon had been forced to sort of hide. Now, I get what he's saying, but I also would not have sacrificed the madness of this whole storyline of the Six and everything and all
But
the.
I get that, but I also think the six women being involved is what's made it, because
Yeah, absolutely.
it's been so complicated.
It has, yeah. But you also kind of you also kind of have that moment where basically Suki and Denise and Kathy, you know, I feel like I would have liked to have had them all have to stand up at the stand at some point this week rather than just Sharon, Linda, and kind of randomly Stacey. I would have quite liked all of them to have had their moment. So it just felt like they were all in. I know a lot happened this week and they didn't have had time to do it all. I get that. But I feel like it would have given each
Well,
woman
it's
a
because
role.
I know what you're saying, but it was about Dean, and
Yeah.
Stacey were pulled up because she's the one who claims that she saw Linda step out. So
Yeah.
that's why they didn't have the others, because really,
Yeah.
they
I also
weren't
kind of
involved
thought
because
it
they didn't
was.
see Dean.
Yeah. I
So
also thought it was kind of quite odd that Nish wasn't involved in the trial whatsoever as
yeah,
well.
that's true. That's true. Well, this is what I'm wondering now, right? Is Bernie gonna just go to Keegan's? Are we not going to see her for a bit, or we might see a scene her leaving next week?
Yeah.
We're all thinking it's over. Is she just going to come back for the 40th and tell everyone? I don't know, because only last week she was going around saying Sharon's a murderer, Sharon's a
Yeah.
murderer. What now? Because these are all saying, oh no, actually it was self-defense. She's just going
Yeah.
to calm down. I don't
Yeah.
know. Something.
So
But maybe we
yeah.
need to see next week,
Yeah,
because
I don't. There's going to be a lot kicking off next week as well. Because before we get to kind of
well,
the summation of it
yes.
all, final scene of the week, Sharon being let into her cell.
For
Now we
7
knew
days
what.
she's got, we know.
Yes. Now we knew what was coming, right? We knew kind of. We could kind of figure. I bet I know what the Duff Duff to Thursday is going to be, you know. So Sharon is led into her cell. There's someone asleep in the bed. Do you think that was her for a start? I kind of did. Yeah. It would maybe would have been a little bit much to sort of say, oh, and they happen to be sharing a cell. So I'm kind of glad that they
But
resisted
next
doing that.
door, you
Next
know.
door, you know, that's fine. And she's kind of led in, holding her bag, kind of looking all scared. And the prison guard goes next door, knocks on the door, produces a package of cigarettes, places it down the table, money's on the side. And then we get the campest shot I have ever seen. This, can I say, is what I want to be like if I ever get taken to prison. I want to be sat there, bathed in moonlight, with a prison guard on the payroll bringing me cigarettes, and I will smoke it in my cell and look up, bathed in the moon. I really, really do. Chrissy Watts. She is officially back. Now, first of all, my question is, and I feel like I'm picking too much here, and I feel bad for doing it,
No,
but
go.
my first question is, does somebody who is put in a cell for 7 days for telling a judge to shut his face, are they put in the same wing as murderers? Is that her thing? Does that happen?
Do you know what? The prison system at the
It's
moment,
odd,
from what
yeah.
I know, is Arden,
Yeah.
and they are supposedly not over, what would you call it? The
Overstocked.
full. The
Yeah,
full.
they're full.
So maybe, I don't know,
Maybe.
but yeah.
I mean,
I
you
mean,
know, it's a small thing. Who cares? You know, it's going to be one of those. Next week is going to be camp as tits. Okay,
yeah.
let's just accept that. It's going to be
Maybe
fun.
they would, though, because she's gone in for contempt of court. It's not like she needs a court case. She's got to go and serve some time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't keep her in a police cell for that long. So maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it is realistic.
So Chrissy is living next door to Sharon at the moment. I
Of
don't
course.
think so. Obviously, Sharon doesn't know that she's there. I don't think Chrissy is aware that Sharon's there yet.
You're allowed your smug moment, Rob. You called this with the murderer on the door, by the way.
Yes, I did. I'll have that. Yes. Although I do feel like this has very much taken over the idea that I had of Linda and Janine. That's a shame.
Yeah,
That's
definitely.
a shame.
Definitely.
Yeah. I thought that Linda was going to go to prison and Janine was going to be next door. That would have been.
So,
my dream, but
do you reckon, because I saw somebody online say, oh, she's bribed a prison guard to make sure Sharon's next to her. It's like, that wasn't what that money was. That was for
no, that
cigarettes. Do
was
you
for the
think Chrissy
cigarettes.
somehow knows
Because
that
if it's so, this bribe was
Sharon's
only
next
if
door?
so, this bribe was only 20 quid. That didn't cost that much, did it?
I was just going to say, didn't that the cost of cigarettes these days anyway for one pack?
Yeah, not
Not
far
far
off.
off.
Yeah, not
Yeah.
far off. Can I just say as well, I love that they show smoking in EastEnders still. And this is a really untrendy thing to say, but do you know what? People
No,
smoke.
I agree. Yeah, but Rob, it's only the baddies who smoke. Don't
Only
forget
bad people
that.
smoke,
Don't
yes.
forget. So,
If she was going to be a slightly more likable person this time around, she'd be vaping like
it'd
Ravi,
be a
you know.
vape.
It'd be a
Yeah,
vape.
exactly. Yeah.
And she's smoking in her cell as well. Pretty sure that's not allowed either. Who cares? It's Chrissy.
Was she a smoker before? Is
I
this
was
something she's
wondering
picked up
this.
in
I don't remember
prison?
Chrissy ever smoking.
No, I don't. I don't
But I don't
remember her
care.
smoking.
But I don't care.
Well, that's what jail does to you, Rob,
20 years
clearly.
inside, I'd become a smoker. I smoke anyway sometimes, but I'd definitely be a smoker if I was in prison, 100%. Right, so that's all to kick off next week. Looking forward to seeing what madness comes from that. We have a trailer that looked quite fun. You know, like it looks like it's going to be fun. I am looking forward to it. It's only a short stint for Chrissy. I think it might only just be next week she's back for, but you know, it's going to be a fun ride. A double Lauren Clee for the next two episodes, so that's fun. Yeah, so that'll be good. Bring it on. Yeah, sounds very, very
This is what
exciting.
I'm wondering, though, with her returning. Is she going to get Sharon into trouble so Sharon stays in
I
jail for
think that
longer
might be
than
a
7 days?
Something tells me that there's going to be some sort of plan that Chrissy wants to get out of prison, or if she can't do that, she's going to keep Sharon in for as long as she possibly can to get
And
her own
make
back.
Sharon's life hell.
Because the last that we saw of Chrissy and Sharon was Sharon punching her, just as Chrissy was trying to run off with Jake, the new love
Yes,
of
at the
her life after
airport.
Dent. Yeah. So Chrissy's got some gears to grind with old Chazza. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun old week next week. I'm looking forward to it. So it's been a great week. You know, yeah, there's been a little few little bits and pieces that we kind of pull out and think, well, that didn't really make sense. But do you know what? It was a ride and a half, wasn't it? And I have really, really enjoyed this week. It was an absolute blast. Gold stars, if I need to ask.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it, Linda?
Yeah, I was debating as both doing Linda this
Bernie.
week. Yeah,
I
I
would have
think I
been
will.
Bernie.
I think I will. Yeah, I'm going to give
Okay,
lips.
because I feel like I've given it to Bernie a lot
All
recently,
right,
which is
so
why I didn't
yeah,
this week.
Linda and Bernie for the Gold Stars this week, because both absolutely knocked it out of the park with their performances this week. So well done for that. Right, final segment of the podcast as usual. Oh, and we also have a little bit of news to announce as well that was announced this week. Let's get on with that with your comments and a bit of news. So, a bit of news before we go with the comments. We've had another return announced. Yet another return is on the cards, and this time it's Ruby. Ruby
Ruby,
is on
Ruby,
her
Ruby,
way back.
Ruby.
Da, 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 da. Viewers last saw Ruby Allen when she left Walford in September 2021. Shortly, it's been 3 years since Ruby left.
It's been
Bloody hell.
that long. It does not feel
Shortly
like three.
after she claimed to be pregnant with Martin Fowler's child, but Martin refused to believe her, having discovered that Ruby had sprouted a series of lies which led to Stacey's false imprisonment. Yes. Whilst Martin has always been adamant Ruby was lying about her pregnancy, viewers learned that she was in fact telling the truth after Ruby's positive pregnancy test was revealed as she was driven away from Albert Square in a police car. With a potential child in tow, it's safe to say that Ruby's return will cause chaos for Martin and Stacey, who both thought they'd seen the back of her for good. Now, interesting. You kind of felt that Ruby was gonna come back at some point, so this makes sense. My immediate thought on this is Ruby, she's apparently back for, and I quote, a prolonged stint. So that suggests a good 6 months, and in 6 months' time, we have the anniversary, the Ruby anniversary. I have a feeling, I'm just gonna throw this out there now on camera as an official prediction. I think Ruby's gonna die on the anniversary.
Ooh, how? Why?
I don't know.
Come on, Rob. You can't just say that and
Go
not
on,
give me a
write the
theory.
storyline.
No,
Write the storyline. I don't know.
but interesting. Yeah,
But
possibly. Yeah, I can
I
see
feel like
that.
that has to be deliberate, surely.
Yeah, and she'd be a big enough character that it'd have impact, but also that we wouldn't
Yeah.
necessarily feel like we're losing a big character at the
Yeah.
same time.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do you think, I'm wondering, is she going to come back with Max? Just keep
Maybe.
waiting for Max to return.
Yeah, maybe. But I wonder if like Ruby could make some enemies. We might end up with another whodunit. And if it was a who killed Ruby for the Ruby anniversary, that might be a thing. Who
Priya's gonna
knows?
do it.
Oh God, I hope so. But then she never gets caught. Let's hope so.
They could have some good beef.
There is one other thing. Somebody messaged me. I can't remember who, so I apologize because I have desperately been looking for your comment, but I can't find it. But someone messaged me and saying, "Ain't the cast a bit big at the minute? It's huge. It feels really, really
It
big at the minute,
does.
and we've got a lot of returns still to come. Yes, they will be for short stints, but the cast does feel massive at the moment, doesn't it? Now, I
But is
feel
it
like,
building up for the 40th? Is that what it's
yeah,
about?
I don't necessarily mind the cast being huge, but I feel like, and I feel like at the moment, most of the characters are sort of having their time in the spotlight, you know. Like, but I know the Six storyline, yeah, completely took over at some points, yeah, and fine, you know, of course it did, it was a huge storyline. But I do sort of think, you know, you've got the likes of Felix, who we've said desperately needs a storyline because let's be honest, he's done not a lot since he arrived
No.
2 years ago. And you know, Martin, obviously, I would add to that list, but now Ruby's coming back, so that's going to be something for Martin to do. So I feel like, is the cast getting a little bit uncontrollable at the moment in terms of size? What do you think? I don't mind it, but I can see why
Do you
someone might say
know
that.
what, though? It is big, but I don't feel like it feels like there's too many because, like you say, a lot
No.
of them are having the spotlight because, not to mention another soap, but Coronation Street. They've had moments, particularly, and even now they've got a big cast, and it does feel like they've lost, like they can't focus on anything. There's not enough focus on each character per se, but it don't feel like it with EastEnders,
I don't know, the
except
sh
for those weeks when you go, oh, we've not seen them for a while, and then they randomly appear. But
yeah,
I don't feel like it's too bad.
one thing I would say about the show at the moment, and I have absolutely adored this era. I think it's been a really, really strong era, which I think we will look back on, because I feel like Clenners might leave after the 40th.
He better not. He
I don't
better not
think, no,
have.
I'd like him not to, but I feel like that would be the time where you go, and that's the 40th done and dusted.
And
Thank
I've
you,
peaked and
thank
that's
you,
it.
thank you. Off I go.
I hope not. I really hope
And
not. But yeah,
it'd be
possibly.
about 2.5 years that he's been in the role, and that's about the length of executive producer tenure. So I would not be surprised if we get the announcement fairly soon, because Dominic Treadwell Collins left fairly soon after the 30th. He stayed to do Peggy's exit because she asked for it. Barbara Windsor asked him to, but he would have been gone sooner otherwise. And I have loved this era on the whole, but I feel like one thing that I have very much noticed is the block storytelling has been quite obvious. So, like, we haven't
That is
seen,
true.
you know, we'll have a bit of a time where a storyline has a focus and it won't be mentioned for weeks. I think the recent Sonya storyline really suffered with that at one point. You know, and the Phil loneliness thing, that's not been mentioned for weeks. So you kind of, when you throw, the show feels so busy at the moment. So I feel like the sacrifice of that is that you get moments like that where you kind of think, I can't remember what that storyline was about, or it's been so long since that's been mentioned.
That's
So,
true.
you know, you kind of take the rough with the smooth, I think. We have got a lot of smooth on the show at the moment, with a little bit of rough here and there. So I'll take that over what we've had for the preceding 5 years before this storyline, before this era started, you know? So I get it. The cast does feel huge, but I think they are just about keeping it under control, I think.
Agreed.
Any comments this week, Ray?
Yes, we've got one from Sarah Foster on Instagram who says, "What a week. I cannot keep up with the twists and turns and I love it. Love the Chrissa reveal, although like with the Cinder return, it would have been better if it hadn't been leaked. I still remember shouting at the screen during the 30th when Kathy came back. Keep it up, EastEnders, you are unmissable at the moment. Can't wait for the podcast this week."
Do you know what? Yes, and here I come straight out of announcing another return. Yeah. Do you know what, though? I feel like the show kind of tried so hard to keep the Cinder return a secret, and it just got leaked, and they're sort of like, do you know what? Maybe we just, I don't know. I feel like that was
No,
such a shame.
I agree though. I feel like they announced that they're announcing the returns so much and it does take away from the surprise element because there were no surprise that it was Chrissy at the end of
That
Thursday's
would have been a
episode.
massive moment if Chrissy had
Wouldn't
not
it?
been,
That would have
yeah,
been huge.
and it feels like, you know, Chrissy is that all of Chrissy's scenes are going to be very much on that prison set, I feel like. So it's not like she would have been, you know, out and
Well,
about on
this is what I was
location or anything.
thinking. Is it that now they're on this mindset with what happened with Cindy of let's just announce everything first then so that there's no danger or anything
Yeah,
being leaked?
maybe.
Is that the thinking behind it? Even still though, like you're saying, if she's not necessarily on the set, could they have not asked her to come in a, I don't know, in a hood and face mask
Yeah,
or something?
I mean, oh, you mentioned the cafe moment though. That I remember that moment so well. Like, the world exploded when cafe set foot out of that taxi. It was brilliant. I remember the digital spy forums that on that episode. It was literally 3 pages of people going cafe, and like literally 3 pages of just cafe written in capital letters. It was a brilliant moment, and they had gone way and above trying to keep that a secret. Remember, Emma Summerhayes, the police officer that Max was having a thing with, that got hit by Roxy's car. Even during rehearsals, there's video footage of her pretending to be Kathy, like playing that role in that scene, like just so that nothing could leak. It was so well done. So yeah, the Kathy reveal. I think that, that's what they were going for with the Cindy moment, wasn't it? So unfortunately, they met the son ruined it. So basically, it's all the son's fault. That's what
Stop
my
saying the
son.
name. Stop giving them
No,
publicity.
it's the scum's fault. So there we go.
Yes,
That's
there we
that.
go.
Next comment.
Got a comment from Rachel Alice June saying, where to begin? I'm mostly confused as to where this goes now. I mean, Bernie isn't going to let this go. Bernie strangling Linda was a nice touch because you don't know how you're going to react until you push too far. These ladies did a phenomenal job this week, but my gold star goes to Stacey.
Fair enough. Yeah, I feel like the strangling Lyndon thing was very much deliberate, just sort of power, like we say,
Yeah, the
the
parallels.
throttling tailors. That's very much a thing. But yeah, I mean, I think that, like we said, there are a couple of loose ends that may or may not get acknowledged again. I don't know. Maybe they will. I feel like the main point there is I struggle to believe that Bernie would stay completely quiet. I feel like there needs to be some scenes with Bernie being ultimately persuaded, like, enough now. All right,
Is
we're
she just gonna
sorry.
flip and just blackmail them all instead or
Maybe.
something? Because that'd make it
Bernie's
more
villain era.
realistic to me.
Yeah, Bernie's villain era is very much upon us. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Neon Commando says it was so tense and so camp at the same time. My favorite kind of EastEnders episode. And then all the hearts in the colours of the six. The week's gone down pretty well, I think. It was a mammoth week. It was a huge week. Absolutely loved it. Yeah, camp, ridiculous, funny, gripping,
See,
intense.
that's a good way of looking at Monday's episode, isn't it? When you see it as the campness that it was, because
Yeah,
it was
it was.
like you say, you can't take it too
No,
seriously because
don't
it wasn't
overthink it.
trying to be too
No,
serious.
let's be honest, the Six storyline has never proclaimed itself to be like this
No.
really gritty, down to earth, sort of
Yeah.
like honest, like this is life issues we're talking about here. No, it's just a
Yeah,
fun,
true.
storyline which has completely and
Yeah.
utterly
And
taken
in a
everyone's
way,
imagination.
it's nice to not have a like
Yeah.
issue-based
Yeah.
storyline, isn't it? And just
Now,
take it as,
there's been
even though there
issues.
are issues in
Yeah,
it,
there's
yeah, like
issues
Linda's
within it.
drinking,
Yeah,
but
Denise's mental breakdown, all that sort of thing. There's been moments where they've been able to sort of say, this is an opportunity for us just to sort of address this, which is nice. But it's just been a storyline of such scope that they can have those sort of pit stops of realism and then go back on the road of fun that the storyline's been. I think it's been an absolute success. I really, really do. So there we are. That's it for another week. Next week, we've got Chrissy, and God knows where it's going to go from here. It feels like September is very much here. We are in motorway mode now until Christmas, and God knows what that's going to be about. I just love that I don't really have much of a prediction where anything's going to go. The show feels
No.
like it could do anything right now. I can bring
Same.
it on.
Ironic, really, when you compare it to last year, where we knew exactly what was kind of going to
Oh,
happen.
yeah. Completely the opposite this week. No idea what's happening for Christmas this year. So there we are. So if you would like to get in touch with us or ask us any questions or anything of that nature, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on X and Instagram at E20 After
Stop
Dark.
it.
If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to
Twitter.
like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark. I'm just laughing at your face. You get so annoyed by it, don't you?
You're right,
It is
Jinx.
X now, Rob. It is X.
No one calls it X.
You're
No
stuck in
one
your
calls it
ways.
X.
You're stuck
I
in your ways.
remember. Bring back MySpace, I say. Right, ladies and
Hear ya.
gents, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We shall be back same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye. See you later.
Bye. Bye.